Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome to the Master's Call. Thank you for joining us. I am Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Southern California. And let us go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. God, we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for this sweet, sweet spirit that is saturating this telecommunication sanctuary. We thank you for each and every person who has dialed in and those that will dial in and those that will listen later, God. We say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven in our lives, God. For on this day, we surrender all to you. And Lord, give us you. Give us you, God. Everything else can wait, but Lord, give us you, Father. And so we thank you for this, the Master's Call. We thank you for this telecommunication sanctuary. We give you praise and glory for the two phenomenal co-founders that started this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We say, Lord, fill them up until they overflow. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that they walk in the power and authority that you have bestowed upon them, O God. And I ask right now that you would increase in the speaker as they decrease, that the word will come forth mightily, uncontaminated and unhindered in the name of Jesus, Father. We lift up Artist Life to you and the Diaz de Leon family. We ask that you would continue to change lives all over the world, Father. And so we ask, God, as we lay everything at your feet this morning, we surrender all. We surrender all. We surrender all to you, O God. Work in and through us, God, and we will be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and all the praise. And we decree and declare healing and deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. We say no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment shall be condemned in the name of Jesus, Father. So we thank you, God, for your favor, your love, and your unmerited favor. In Jesus' name we pray. And decree these things to be so. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I hear you, Minister Keisha Lee. God bless you, woman of God. The platform is yours. Take it away.
God bless you, Minister Tiffany, and thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer and that awesome tag. We surrender all this Wednesday. And also, Kaylin Lee, thank you for your first time, and thank you for being a part of the Master's Call. That was powerful worship on this morning. God bless each and every one of you. My name is Keisha Lee, and I am from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I welcome each and every one of you to the Master's Call on today, and I ask the Lord to bless each person on this line in a very special way. This call got started in October 2010 by the co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. The foundational scripture is 88:13, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website that you can visit at any time. The website is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the site as well as the bios of our speakers. Theme for the year is in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, a host, or even lead worship or share a word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request and or a praise report, please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa or Prayer General Brenda Terrell will contact you. This phenomenal company, Artist International, was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 29 years ago. We are now Artist Life that has the best products to help the world become healthier. The new morning motivational calls are held Monday through Friday. Right after this call, a team of great leaders and experts are given vital information on the benefits of our wonderful Artist products. That number is 712-770-4005. PIN is 294-617-pound. That's 712-770-4005. 4005. PIN is 294-617 pound. The bypass number, if needed, is 716-293-9707. Well, today is Awareness Wednesday, where our hosts are the dynamic duo, Diamond Presidents Reggie and Victoria Flanagan, and the topic is erectile dysfunction. So as they say, who do you know? If you know anyone that's suffering with this issue, get them on the call right after this call. And we want to say from the master's call to any June birthdays or anniversaries, happy birthday to you, happy anniversary to you. And at this time, I would like to read a little bio of our speaker on today, which is the beautiful Miss Jacqueline Henderson, better known as Silver Fox. She was born in Indianapolis, Indiana, the racing capital of the world. She is the eldest of five siblings. She is the mother of an amazing son and daughter, Joseph and LaTeresa, and the grandmother of Caleb, who is an up-and-coming rising star, and two outstanding granddaughters, Elena and Alicia. Minister Jackie retired from the automotive industry after 31 years of service. She was dedicated to helping and serving people as a UAW union rep, a co-chairman of Civil and Human Rights, appointed by her regional director to be the political liaison on a local, state, and national level. Minister Jackie now dedicates her time to servitude through the Ministerial Leadership New Beginnings Fellowship under Pastor James Anthony Jackson, where the Lord is worshiped and his people are changed. Minister Jackie is an Artist Life distributor and believes through this company, this great company, and God's divine direction and obedience that the two mighty anointed co-founders of the Master's Call, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, she was able to hear the word of the Lord and credits this call for her renewed relationship with Christ. I encourage everyone to go to themasterscall.net, pull up her bio, and read it in its entirety, and you will actually be blessed by it. And at this time, without further ado, I will introduce to some and present to others the beautiful Miss Jacqueline Henderson, whom we call the Silver Fox. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Keisha. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. The floor is yours.
Well, God bless you. God bless you. And thank you for your willingness to serve and to be obedient in God's house. Thank you for those that came prior to Minister Keisha, our praise singer, our new praise singer that's willing to give of her time, Kaylin Lee, Minister Stowers, and Minister Lauderdale. We thank you for opening us up for praise and worship every single morning to usher in God's Spirit onto this call. And thank you, Minister Tiffany, for being such a wonderful, wonderful greeter this morning, hosting everybody in to take a seat. And Minister Keisha, we thank you for being such a fervent leader. This morning, I don't want to be before you very long, but God has laid something on my heart that I'd like to share with you. And the title of my message, I will give you the title in just a moment. But it kind of brings me back to when I was a little girl going into Sunday school. And one of the favorite songs that I used to love to sing, and I'm sure all of you have if you have a background in Jesus, and that is, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm going to Let It Shine." Well, at that time, it had a little catchy tune, and I really, really enjoyed singing it, and I gave it all I had. But not understanding that what a powerful word that is, what a powerful dedication that is. And so this morning, I come before you asking you to shine bright. So how you live your life is sending a message to those around you, more so than your words and what you say. People are watching how you live, how you are responding in adversity, how you treat others, how consistent you are. When you go out each day with a smile on your face, you are kind, always in a good mood, always doing things for others, always looking to help. That is one of the best witnesses you can have. Our actions, they speak much louder than our words. It is said, preach at all times. Use words only when necessary. Your life is your message. The scripture tells us we have the power to be a witness. It doesn't mean preach a sermon, but it says to be a witness. And it doesn't say that you need to straighten people out, to tell them what they're doing wrong. The real power is in the witnessing. When people see you are living a life of excellence and integrity day in and day out, you're happy, you're friendly, good natured, that has a greater impact than any words that you can say. We can quote scriptures all day long and be convincing about the scriptures. You can go to church every time the church door is open and keep a praise on your lips at all times. But if you're always complaining, getting upset, fussing about the traffic, playing politics to get ahead, your example will override anything that comes out of your mouth. Parents, we can tell our children to be kind and be respectful, but if they see us being disrespectful, not treating people right, it will go in one ear and out the other. The power is in what you do and not necessarily what you say. Most people are not, they're not reading their Bible. They are reading your life. They may never listen to the minister. They may never go to church. But they are watching how you live your life. When you said you stand for Christ, they are watching how you live. We should have so much joy, so much peace. We should be so kind, so generous, so good-natured that people will want what we have. That's what it means to be a light of the world. That's what it means to let your light shine. When we come to church, we come together. And when we come together on this call, we should come to get our batteries charged, come to get filled back up, to grow, to learn. But our real assignment begins when we go out and we recharge that light and we allow that light to be seen. Most of us are believers on this call and we're expecting good things. Our light is not very effective around other lights. So if you take a flashlight outside into the sunshine and you turn it on and you shine it, you really can't see its brilliance. You wouldn't see how effective that flashlight is. But if you take that same flashlight into a room or dark places, that is where you're going to be able to see its effectiveness. You can see the brightness. It will illuminate the dark places so that you can see. Too often we complain about the dark places we find ourselves in. We complain about them on your job, in your family. These people are so negative. They have such bad attitudes. And that's what you complain about. You're joining in with them. But have you ever stopped to think that maybe that's why God has put you there? Because you have a light. You have a light. You can show them the way out of those dark places. So if you don't need more light in the bright places, you have an opportunity to shine through the darkness of the complaining, the bad attitude, the unfair treatment, that it is time you use your light to shine through the adversity. I heard someone say, you can be a thermometer and measure the temperature and become like everybody else. Or you can be a thermostat and change that temperature. When you hear people standing around
complaining, don't join in. Be a thermostat and turn it around. Things may not be perfect, but I am thankful. I am grateful I have a job to come to every day. So instead of complaining about that job, stand and let them know, I'm grateful. I get to give God thanks for having a job I can come to. I'm thankful that I have a job. I'm grateful God has given me the opportunity to pray together and praise together with my family. We are a family that will serve the Lord together. And you are that light. When your family is lost in the darkness, shine your light so that you can stand and proudly say, we are a family that prays together. And as you speak that over your family, don't add to the darkness around you. Turn your light on. When you find yourself around negative influences, gossiping, complaining people playing politics, don't turn your light off and join into them. That's what God wants you to do with your light. That's what your light was designed for, but to turn on into those moments and shine and help those that's in the darkness come to the light. Let it shine so brightly. The scripture talks about wives that have husbands that are not believers. It says, don't try to win them over with your speech. Your godly life will win them over better than you can with your words. They will be won over by watching you, how you live your life. In other words, you don't have to preach to people. You don't have to try to straighten them out. Hey, you need to have a better attitude. You need to have a new perspective. Your perspective stinks. No, just be happy, be friendly, be a person of excellence. That's how you will let your light shine, with your actions and not just your words. Everybody is discouraged, but you get a spring in your step when you let your light shine. You're in a good mood. Everybody's slacking off on the job, but you're giving it your best. Everybody's upset with the company because they have to work late, but you are just the same, happy in the good times and happy through the tough times. That's letting your light shine brightly. God will send us into those dark places so our light will shine brightly. Quit complaining about your family. God, why am I here? Why are they getting on my nerves so bad? God, they know I'm trying to serve you. But just why, God? Just remember, God has you there on purpose. He's counting on you to brighten up things. So do not add to the darkness. Don't make it worse. Be a light. Do the right thing, even when the wrong thing is happening. Be respectful, even when they are disrespectful. Keep the attitude. Keep the right attitude, even when you feel like being sour and you feel like giving up. Stay on the high road. They really do need your light. They need your light to shine brightly. It's easy to shine around those that celebrate you, that loves you, that thinks like you. The problem is your light is not nearly as effective around those people because it's already so bright. It's already so bright with those people. The darker the situation, the brighter your light will shine. So instead of complaining, why don't you pray and ask God, God, help my light to shine with greater intensity. God, help me to be a greater influence. Let your love, your kindness, your mercy be seen in everything I do. In the scripture, David worked for King Saul, And King Saul was so jealous of David. But David always let his light shine. David lived a life of excellence. And as David was playing the harp for Saul one night, Saul ended up throwing a spear at him. David didn't stop to complain. He took off running in the woods, and he still never complained. And Saul was chasing him. But you know what was interesting about this story? If you get a chance to read the story, because I'm just taking a snippets out of it, but it's a great, great story. David just kept running, doing the right thing, still allowing his light to shine. And even there was one night when David came upon Saul, and Saul didn't even see David. And David could have easily taken Saul's life. But he didn't do it. He just kept doing the right thing, letting his light shine brightly. David could have killed him easily, but he knew that Saul was anointed to be king, and he was not going to go against God and touch his anointed. So Saul realized what had happened, and he was ashamed. He was very ashamed. He told David, he said, "You know what? You're a better man than me." And he returned home. David let his actions speak for him at that time. This went on, this feud went on with Saul, chasing David through the woods for many, many years. But David just kept doing the right thing, letting his light shine. He ended up, as God would do it, Saul tried to kill David. Saul was king, but David ended up becoming king. So there may be people in your life that you have to let your light shine year after year. But keep investing in them. Don't give up on them. Keep doing the right thing. Keep shining your light in their darkness. Even when it seems like it's not making a difference, keep being there. Keep being respectful. Even when they're giving you the cold shoulder, your consistency day in and day out, then just like Saul, your light is going to overcome that darkness. Will you be willing to take off your judgmental glasses and keep others out of the darkness? Will you be willing to be a light in their lives and overlook their flaws and show them some light? Will you be willing to be a great change agent? Let your light shine. Let people see your good works. It will not only make a difference in others' lives, it will also make a difference in your life as well. I leave this message and I cover it in Jesus' name. Amen. Go out into the world and let your light shine brightly. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Can you hear me, Minister Jackie?
I hear you loud and clear.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for that profound word. You gave so many nuggets on this morning that the people, they do read our life, and that is so true, and to let our light shine. The Bible tells us that we are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. So thank you for that outstanding word on today. Shortly, I will ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. So let's pray over our prayer requests. Father, it's in your most precious name, Lord, that we come before you this day that you have made, Father, that we surrender all unto you. We thank you, O God, that you are mighty and you're faithful towards us. Now, Father, I lift up your daughter before you, and I thank you for her. Minister Jackie, Father, I thank you for the word that was in her belly, Father, that she gave to your people on today. Now, Father, I ask, Lord, that you just fill her cup all day long, all week long, all month long, O Father God, and whatever she stands in the need of, Father, that you meet her need, Father. Father, for you are Jehovah Jireh, Father, and I thank you for her children and her grandchildren, Father. Just bless them with your mighty hand and your outstretched arm. Father, I thank you for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Thank you for these mighty women of you, oh Father. We thank you, oh Lord, that the anointing, Father God, is in them and through them, and that your glory rests upon them, Father. Continue, Father, to create in them, Father God, vision for this call, oh Father, for your people, Father. We thank you. Bless their homes and bless their families like never before. We lift up the Diaz de Leon family, Father, and the Artist Life family, every distributor, every customer, Father, that's here and that's to come. Father, we declare that a healing, your healing virtue begin to flow over each and every one of us like never before. Father, we thank you right now. We speak an increase like never before, Father. We thank you right now that our feet is favored by you, Father, and our hands are prospered, Father, because of you. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for Mother Josie and Mother Oliver and Mother Blackwell, Aunt Brenda, Taryn and her parents, Father, and the St. Jude children. Father, we thank you for Robin's dad and her nephews and Sharon Stowers and Kenneth Stowers and her sisters, oh, Father. We thank you for Pastor Taylor and Pastor Everett and Dr. PK's son and Faye and Joseph Rattler and Patricia Thomas. Father, we thank you for Shar and Kai and Kai's dad and Christopher and Minister Tiffany, brother, and Kaylon, Miss Penny, Father, and Denise Brown, mom, and her family, Macy and her husband, Danielle Harding and Dale and Sarah and Landon and Naomi, Father. We thank you for all the bereaved families. Father, you know what these ones stand in the need of, Father. We asking, Lord, that you move by your spirit in a mighty way, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that your love is in every space, Father. So meet every need, Father. Comfort all those that mourn, oh, Father, today. Father, we can't do it without you. There's no living without you, and we thank you, Father, Lord, that you're faithful towards us. To hear this powerful message, you can call 712-432-1085. PIN is 957-677-POUND. The new motivational call is next, and that number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. The topic is erectile dysfunction, and we ask an all to get on that call right after this call. Thank you again, Minister Tiffany, for greeting everyone and opening us up with that powerful prayer and that tag, We Surrender All Wednesday. Thank you once again, Kaylin Lee, for your time and being willing to come on to worship with us. So at this time, I want to thank again Minister Jackie for that powerful message this morning. Would you come and close us with a benediction?
Thank you, Minister Keisha. You know, as Minister Keisha was speaking, I remember something that my father used to say to me when I was a child. And he would say, don't do as I do, do as I say do. But, you know, today I'm going to turn that around and let you know that I want you to do, I want God to bless me so that you can do as I do and be blessed and anointed by God. Never let your light be so dim that people will follow those instructions and not the instructions of God. So go out and understanding that as a child, you say, this little light of mine, that you're going to let it shine, but understanding that you have a powerful light. It is not little. It is mighty. So go out and be a mighty, powerful light shining in the darkness. God bless you all, and have a blessed day.